Welcome to Word Mission Church International Podcast. Now the Word with Paul Mensah Wood.
Oh, Lord, I get excited coming into God's house. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. Okay, let's get into our Bible lesson this morning. I hope everyone had a blessed week. It's good to see everyone. I had a blessed week. God is good. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 4. 1 John chapter 5. It says, notice, for everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. For everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Now, notice, everyone who has been born of God, what does it mean? It means to come into the kingdom of God. Nicodemus had a question in John chapter 3. Jesus was talking about being born again. And he said, do I have to go into my mother's womb and be born again? No, that's not what he was referring to. He's talking about in the natural, you are born of your parents. But in the spiritual realm, you are born of God when we receive the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior.
Amen.
So he's saying, for everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world. My Lord, that is exciting. Lions give birth to lions. Lions don't give birth to bears. Lions give birth to lions. So he's saying that by virtue of what Jesus Christ did, Jesus Christ is the one that came and overcame the world. He came and overcame the world, and so if we are born of him, we belong to that class of overcomers. We belong to that class of overcomers. This world is full of trials, of tribulation, of so many things. But thanks be to God, you and I have a champion. We and I have someone who overcame the world.
Amen.
Notice what he says in John chapter 16. John chapter 16 and verse 33. John 16:33. He says, I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you have tribulations. But take heart, I have overcome the world.
Amen.
In me you have peace. In the world you have tribulations. In the world you have trials. In the world, you have tests. In the world, you have so many things going on. But be of good cheer.
Come on.
Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. So he's saying that whoever is born of God, we are meant to be world overcomers because Jesus Christ has overcome the world. Planes are created to fly. Everyone who is born of God is meant to be an overcomer. Let's say it this morning. I am meant to overcome this world. I am born as an overcomer of the world. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Father. We are born to overcome the world. But let's go back to 1 John chapter 5 and verse 4. Let's read it again. And he says, this is the victory, the second part, that has overcome the world, our faith. He ties our walking in victory, our walking as overcomers, to our faith. Who is this that overcomes the world except the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. That has overcome the world, our faith. So that's important. He ties the overcoming of the world to our faith. Not notice that he said going to overcome the world. He says has overcome the world because somebody has already purchased the victory. Because somebody has already overcome the world. And our faith in what Jesus Christ did is what causes us to walk in the victory that has already been purchased for us. But it's a key issue here. He ties it to our faith. So what is faith? Hebrews. Let God define it for us. Hebrews chapter 11. The classic hall of fame of faith. Hebrews chapter 11. Glory be to the name of the Lord. There is nothing in this world that our faith cannot overcome. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1. Notice what he says. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. So that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Verse 6, without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Now, notice this. Now faith is. Faith is always present tense.
Amen.
It's the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. That's crucial as well. Things not seen. Things not seen. The evidence of things not seen. Then he talks about the fact that everything that we see in this world was created out of the invisible. That means that the invisible controls the visible.
Come on.
The invisible controls the visible. Everything. God took that substance of faith and created everything that you and I see. But in the elders obtained a good report. That means that everything good that we will see in this life is tied to faith. By it you will obtain a good report. By it you will walk victoriously and finish the course that God has for you.
Come on.
It says without faith, it is impossible to please him. So if it's impossible to please him without faith, he has given us the means to produce faith. If he says, I cannot please him, you and I cannot please him without faith, and doesn't give us the means whereby faith can be produced, then we can question his justice. But thank God, he's given us his book. He's given us his word by which faith can be produced. But let's go back to verse 1 again. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. Now, hope always has to do with the future. But when it comes to walking by faith, hope comes first.
Come on.
And then faith gives substance to the things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. Faith converts hope into something that can be seen and felt. By saying it's the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. The worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made out of things which do appear. If the word of God, if by faith God created everything in the world, and if by faith the elders obtained a good report, then when we walk by faith and not by sight, sooner or later we will also get a good report.
Come on.
Thank you, Father. Now faith is the substance of now faith is, now faith is, now faith is, now faith is. Hope says, I will get it sometime. Faith says, I have it now. Let's look at two classic examples in the Bible when it comes to faith. Romans chapter 4, verse 17. Remember, we are talking about walking in victory. We cannot talk about walking as overcomers and victoriously without talking about faith. Romans chapter 4 and verse 17. Thank you, Lord. As it is written, I have made you the father of many nations in the presence of the God in whom he believed, who gives life to the dead and calls into existence the things that do not exist. In hope, he believed against hope that he should become the father of many nations, as he had been told. So shall your offspring be. He did not weaken in faith when he considered his own body, which was as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old, or when he considered the barrenness of Sarah's womb. No unbelief made him waver concerning the promise of God, but he grew strong in his faith as he gave glory to God, fully convinced that God was able to do what he had promised. Notice, fully convinced that God was able to do what he had promised. I have made you the father of many nations. Remember, now faith is. Verse 17 says, I have made you, not going to. That is so important. God who calls those things that be not as though they were. The earth was without form and void. God didn't stand around and say void, emptiness. He spoke and said, let there be light, and there was light. He called and spoke into existence what he wanted to see.
Come on.
He didn't look at the circumstances. He didn't look in the natural and speak. He spoke what he wanted to see. Abraham in the natural was gone past childbirth. But God said, I have made you. Not going to. Now faith is. I have made you. Now faith is. If God is our Father and he calls those things that be not as though they were, then we are supposed to imitate him. We are supposed to call those things that be not as though they were.
Come on.
That's where I always start. I don't start with the natural. I don't care what I'm seeing in the natural. I always speak what I want to see.
Come on. Amen.
You see, that's a key issue. Compare that with what Thomas did. We'll come back to that point. Compare that with what Thomas did in John chapter 20. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. This is so important. John chapter 20 and verse 20. Thank you, Lord. When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I'm sending you. And in verse 24, it says, Now Thomas, one of the 12 called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, we have seen the Lord. But he said to them, unless I see in his hands the mark of the nails, and place my finger into the mark of the nails, and place my hand into his side, I will never believe. 8 days later, his disciples were inside again, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, peace be with you. Then he said to Thomas, put your finger here and see my hands, and put out your hands and place it in my side. Do not disbelieve, but believe. Thomas answered him, my Lord and my God. Jesus said to him, have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. Blessed. The people that experience the blessing are people who haven't seen and yet have believed. So important. In the world, they say seeing is believing. No. In the Bible, you believe first and then you see. Thomas said, I won't believe unless I see, unless I touch, unless I put my finger in the side, in the side, I will not believe. Jesus reverses it and says, blessed are those who believe but have not yet seen it. Who are those who have not yet seen and yet have believed? It is the evidence of things not seen. There are two realms. There is the invisible realm and there is the physical realm. We live in two worlds. We live with the physical here. We see things with our eyes, but we are a spirit being. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. Spirit, soul, and body. Our spirit man is connected to Almighty God. God lives in us. So he's saying that we walk by faith and not by sight. We walk by the invisible, not by the natural circumstances that we see. Cause those things that be not as though they were. Faith is so important. It's so important. Several times in the Bible, he says the just shall live by faith. 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 Several times he says it. Thank you, Lord. So we cannot please God without faith. We cannot live without faith. And he told Timothy, 1 Timothy 6:10, fight the good fight of faith. That is the fight that we are engaged in. God comes to Abraham and tells him that I've made you the father of many nations. In the natural, like I said jokingly, they are past menopause and papa boss. There is no way that in the natural they will give birth. But thanks be to God, Abraham believed according to that which was spoken. That's what caused it to come to pass. It can apply in so many areas. If you are looking for a job, if I was looking for a job, I will start from the standpoint and say, thank you, Father, I have a job. You have a perfect job that has been, you have prepared for me. That will be a good place for me that I will enjoy. Thank you, Father, lead me to the right place. I start with the answer. Thank you, Lord. We've recently had so many people that have received help in this way. But faith always starts with the answer. Faith always starts with the answer. If you are going to look at it for it to change before you call it, you never have it. It always starts with the destination. I have made you the father of many nations. Now faith is. He didn't say, I am going to. So if you put it in, as soon as you say, I am going to, you put it in the future. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Oh, I hope I can make it that simple enough.
Come on.
Thank you, Lord. That's what Jesus was illustrating, his classic teaching on faith. The just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. If we are going to be victorious in this life, we will have to walk by faith. It's that's how we live. That's how we walk. Mark 11:23. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Let's start from verse 20. It says, as they passed by in the morning, they saw the fig tree withered away to its roots. And Peter remembered and said to him, Rabbi, look, the fig tree that you cursed has withered away. And Jesus answered them, have faith in God. Truly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be taken up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will come to pass, it will be done for him. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received, and it will be yours. Jesus, earlier on, was passing by that way, and he was looking for fruit on that tree. He didn't find anything. So he spoke 9 words to that tree. Tree, no man eat fruit from you forever. And he turned away. The tree was still standing when he left. The disciples heard him and saw it. But as far as Jesus was concerned, he has spoken the end result to the tree. And so that tree, as far as he's concerned, is done. It's non-existent. It's gone. The disciples saw him the next day and they were surprised at what had happened. He says, Master, the fig tree that you cursed has withered away. It has dried up from the roots. That's also significant. It started in the unseen realm before it came in the seed in the unseen, before it was seen. The fig tree that you cursed has withered to its roots. Jesus said, truly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be taken up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will come to pass. What he's saying hasn't come to pass yet, but he believes that it will come to pass. He will have whatever he says. It will be done for him. He will have the way he said. That's so important. So what is coming out of your mouth? Oh, sometimes we used to live in a place and there was a trail behind our the place where we were living, and I'll take a walk and be praying as I went, and then as I'm coming along, I'll be speaking, and while I'll be standing on the balcony, and she would say, "What are you doing?" I said, "I am declaring what I want to see." It's so important. Oh, that's why I am where I am today, because of what you said in the past, what I said in the past, where I'm headed to. I have started declaring it.
Come on.
I can see it. It's as real to me. That is how he said. So he says that the mountain is there. He says your mountain may be different from my mountain. When I'm facing the mountain, I'm not concerned about moving by speed. I'm concerned about the mountains in my life that need to move. So the mountain it seems big. It seems impossible. It seems that in the natural it cannot happen. It will not come to pass. Oh, but he said, whosoever shall say, to this mountain, be taken up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says is that will come to pass, he will have whatever he says. Notice that the saying comes before the having. Notice that in this verse also, saying is mentioned in one form or the other 3 times, and believing once.
Yes.
You can die with a heart full of faith, but you have to open your mouth and declare what you want to see. Declare what you want to see. Speak it out of your mouth, believing in your heart, and it's a spiritual law. You will sooner or later, what you are saying with your mouth and believing in your heart will come to pass. And I notice again what he says. It's the same principle that he's teaching. Therefore, verse 24, I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours. When you stand praying, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it. The moment that you pray, you have to believe that you receive it first before you have it. In an everyday language, you have to believe you have it first before you see it. You have to believe the believing that you receive comes first before the having. That's the thing. It's so important. That's why I'm taking my time here. There is the physical and there is the invisible. You receive it in the invisible realm first before it shows up in the natural.
Come on.
So believe that you receive when you pray. You have the evidence of it in the invisible realm, and then it will show up here.
Right.
So important. Believe that you have received and it will be yours. It will be done for you. That's the thing. Thomas was wanting to see first, and then he will believe. Jesus reverses it, believe first, and then you will see. It's so important. Believe first, and then you will see. That is the God kind of faith. He said, have faith in God. Or the Greek language says, have the faith of God. Have the same kind of faith that God has, which is believing and speaking it out and calling those things that be not as though they were. First, when it comes to sickness, the pain is in your body. That is what your body is telling you is happening. There is pain in your body. Your body is telling you that it is in pain. What does God's word say? God's word says in Matthew 8:16, he himself took your sicknesses and infirmities. 1 Peter 2:24 says that he bore your sins on the tree, and then also on the same cross, by his stripes you were healed. Notice God doesn't say you are going to be healed. You were healed. So the healing is already in the invisible realm. By faith, I take it. I say, Father, I thank you that I am healed. Thank you that I am healed. My body may be saying that it's in pain, but if I believe what God has said about my healing, eventually my body, which is in this sin realm, will line up.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We walk by faith and not by sight. That's so important.
This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. For us to walk as overcomers in this life, in this world, and to be pleasing to God, we have to refuse. Oh, get to the point where you say, I'm not moved by what I see. I am only moved by what I believe. And what I believe will change what I see.
Come on. Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory be to the name of the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray in any area of your life where you desire to see victory, where you desire to see God's hand at work, as you begin to declare, as you begin to open your mouth, may you see victory. I see you winning and winning. If that's you, say a big amen.
Amen.
Glory be to the name of the Lord. That's so important. Notice what he says in Psalm chapter 18. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Psalm chapter 18 and verse 44. Thank you. Psalm 18 and verse 44. It says, as soon as they hear of me, they shall obey me. The strangers shall submit themselves unto me. The strangers shall fade away and be afraid out of their closed places. Notice, as soon as they hear of me, as soon as they hear me, they shall obey me. The strangers shall submit themselves unto me. The strangers shall fade away. As soon as they hear of me, as soon as they hear me, those strangers, everything that cannot be found in Jesus Christ is a stranger. That's the way I process it. There is no failure in Jesus. There is no sickness in him. There is no lack of peace. There's no disturbance and confusion in him. He says, in me you have peace. In this world you have tribulations. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Yeah. So you and I are born of him. He overcame the enemy. He came down here, and at every point that he met the enemy, he defeated him.
But you see, when he, like for instance, at the tomb of Lazarus in John chapter 11, when he already got to the tomb, Lazarus in the natural had gone way beyond. But he got there. Oh, and I follow him in my imagination. My master, the Lord Jesus, over there. He said, the people said, Master, please don't embarrass us. This person has gone. He's been dead for 4 days. Jesus got there majestically as ever before. And he stood there and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. Not that I thank you that you are going to hear me. He already has the answer before he got there. Thank you that you have heard me. Now, Lazarus, come forth.
Come on.
Lazarus, come out. I have already believed and I have received the answer and the solution to this situation, to this dead circumstance, to this thing that seems impossible. Now, Lazarus, get out of your sleep and come out.
Come on.
No matter the impossibility that you are confronted with, you speak the word of God. Speak the word of God.
Amen.
You see, the word flows in a stream that is opposite to the word of God. It flows in the opposite direction. There are no jobs. Everybody is sick. Everybody has the flu. Everybody has this. Everybody has it flows in the other direction. We are not going to make it. We are going down the drain. Everything is going down. No, that's not me. I'm not going down. We are going up. I am destined to win. You are born to win. You are born to overcome. No matter what you are confronted with, say to that dead circumstances, oh my God, it's alive. I refuse to call it the way I see it. I will agree with God and call those things that be not as though they were. And so in the mighty name of Jesus, the enemy may tell you that you are done. The enemy may tell you that you are a failure. But respond back and say to him, my God never made a failure. In the mighty name of Jesus, I will make it. I refuse to quit. I have a God who is committed to my success. I will work with him to stew and see the impossible.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. He says, fight the good fight of faith. Oh, if you can hold the devil on the other side, you will whip him in every battle. If he can hold you here in this realm of seeing, then he will whip you. That's why he says we walk by faith and not by sight. While we look not at the things which are visible, but we look at the invisible. When you consider the visible doesn't matter anymore. Sooner or later, it'll line up. When you consider God, when you consider Jesus, when you consider the Holy Spirit, when you consider the Word, when you consider the blood of Jesus, you can say, nay, in all of these things, I am more than a conqueror.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
In all these things, I am more than victorious. I refuse to be defeated. I refuse.
To quit.
Agree with God. Acquaint yourself with God. And then you will decree a thing. And then it will be established. It all starts with maintaining a relationship with God. Thank you, Lord. Job chapter 22, verse 21. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to the name of God. To be victorious, we're going to have to walk by faith and not by sight. Job chapter 22, verse 21. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. It says, acquaint now yourself with him and be at peace. Thereby good shall come unto you. Receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth and lay up his words in your heart. If you return to the Almighty, you shall be built up. Then you shall put away iniquity far from your tabernacles. You shall lay up gold as dust. the gold of Ophir as the stones of the brooks. Yea, the Almighty shall be your defense, and you shall have plenty of silver. For then you shall have your delight in the Almighty, and you shall lift up your face unto God. You shall make your prayer unto him, and he shall hear you, and you shall pay your vow. Then you shall also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto you. But the decreeing doesn't just start. It starts with saying, acquaint yourself with God. Have a relationship with him. Be at peace. Don't be worried. Thereby shall good come unto you. Receive, I pray you, the law from his mouth. Lay it up in your heart. Notice that faith was not tied to you, not doubting in your heart.
Come on.
Romans 10:10 talks about the fact that with the heart man believes. And you are going to have to lay up the word in your heart. When it is there in sufficient form, when the word of God is there and is laid up in your heart, that is what will come out of your mouth.
Come on.
Jesus said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So if all your mouth, your heart is filled with what the new speaker tells you, you will have faith. But your heart must be, the word of God must be laid up in your heart. Then you return it to him. Put away iniquity from you. Then he talks about all these things. Then he says, she then helps your delight in the Almighty. God is your delight. God and everything that concerns his kingdom is what you are delighted in. Everything that God is concerned about is what you are concerned about. And then he says, then you will make your prayer unto him. And he shall hear you. And then you will decree. Who? You. Will decree a thing. And it will be established unto you. Lay up his words in your heart. Pay attention to his word. Lay it up there. Then. Because faith comes from his word. Faith comes from his word. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Lay up his words in your heart. Then you will decree a thing. You will say to that mountain, be thou removed. You will say to that circumstance, be thou removed, and it will remove.
Come on.
But when you are out of fellowship with him, when you are not walking with him, then it's sometimes a little difficult.
Come on.
But he's saying, walk with God. Receive his words. Lay it up in your heart. Walk by faith and not by sight. Then open your mouth and decree. And then those strangers shall submit themselves unto you. In this month, in this season, anything in your life, that it cannot be found in Christ, in the mighty name of Jesus, as you open your mouth, I see those strangers submitting themselves to you. If that's you, say a big amen.
Amen.
Glory be to the name of the Lord. It's so important. I cannot emphasize it enough. It's so important. Walking by the invisible. Walking by faith and not by sight. When you get that report, to walk in victory in any area, in our finances, marriage, prison, every area of our life has to be by the word of God. And what are we stating? Faith calls those things that be not as though they were. Faith doesn't look at the natural and speak. Faith always calls those things that be not as though they were. One day we received a report from the doctor. And the doctor says, they went to look at, there was a rash on Joseph's hand. And they went and they said they can't find a strain of the rash on him. They cannot identify the strain. They cannot identify what it is to find a cure for it. Right? So they don't know what to do. Three separate doctors examining him. This thing, you don't know what to do with it. Well, if they don't know what to do, then I'm God, Dr. Jesus knows what to do. Dr. Jesus knows what to do. and I'm his representative down here. I and Jesus, we work together.
Yes. Come on.
We are co-laborers with God. He said, decree a thing and it will be established. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1 talks about the fact that that's so important as well. Let's look at that. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1. Therefore, holy brothers, you who share in the heavenly calling, consider Jesus, the apostle and high priest of our confession, who was faithful to him who appointed him, just as Moses also was faithful in all God's house. In all God's house. He's what? Consider what? Jesus, the apostle and high priest of our confession, of us saying the same thing. So I am down here. He's out there. An apostle means someone who is sent. He is sent as the apostle of our confession. He said he's ready up there waiting for your word. That lines up with his word. When you speak it, he will see to it that it comes to pass.
Amen.
That's what he said to do. Jesus is still in the ministry. He hasn't left the ministry. He says, who was faithful. So he will be faithful that when you call those things that be not as though they were, he is a faithful apostle. He is sent to do that.
Yes.
Yes. Glory be to God. The speak, so he's right down. So when you are speaking negative, the angels don't know what to do with it. Jesus doesn't know what to do with it. But when you speak in line with his word, he is sent as an apostle to see to whether it comes to pass. That's so important. That's why he's saying that you shall decree a thing and it shall be established unto you. When it comes out of your mouth, God will see to it that it comes to pass.
Yes. Amen.
And if it's negative words, then the enemy will pick up on it and see that it comes to pass. It's a law. He says, receive that law from my mouth.
Come on.
So I looked at him and I said, oh my God, in the mighty name of Jesus, following what Jesus Christ did, he cursed that fig tree and it was gone. I said, in the mighty name of Jesus, I curse this rash to the root. I command you to wither and to die. Jesus will see to it. As far as I'm concerned, nothing has changed in the physical. But I do know that I've spoken those words. And it shall happen. I shall have it the way I have said it. It's so important. Anything that you want to see in your life, begin to speak it. Begin to decree. Don't talk the negative, because it works in the negative as well. If you believe it in your heart and you say it out of your mouth, if you say it's not working, that means you believe it's not working. And that's what you have. It works in the reverse. Mm-hmm. And we become considered. You see, he told Abraham considered not his own body, which was already dead. But if he's not going to consider his body, what is he going to consider? He believed according to that which was spoken. According to that which was promised. He believed according to that which was spoken. We have God's words given to us. He believed according to that which was spoken. And he put it in his mouth. His name was Abraham. It was changed to Abraham, father of many nations. I'm sure he's walking around and saying, my new name is Abraham. Everybody look, my new name is Abraham. The people are like, what? You don't even have a child. You are 100 years, but you are calling yourself a father of many nations. But every time that he called himself by that name, he was agreeing with God. Right. That verse
Amen. Amen.
He was agreeing with what God had called him to be. And sooner or later, it came to pass. Thank you, Lord. But agree with God. Don't disagree with them. Hebrews chapter 13. We'll wrap up with that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5. Keep your life free from the love of money or covetousness, and be content with what you have. For he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. He has said it. So what? So we can boldly say, we can confidently say, based on what he has said, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man can do to me. He has said, so we may say. He has said, so we may boldly say. He has said, so we may boldly say. So we say, oh, the Lord is my helper. The Lord is my helper. Oh, sometimes I'm walking around and I say to myself, I am marvelously helped. I am marvelously helped. I am marvelously helped. God has said, he will never leave you nor forsake you. So boldly say, he has said, so we may say. He has said, so we may say. He has said, so we may say. The people of Israel were locked up in the wilderness. Before them was the Red Sea. Behind them, the Egyptians. But God said, go forward, go forward, go forward. The Egyptians that you see today, you will see them no more. This morning I declare, in the mighty name of Jesus, the enemies that are confronting your life, that will endeavor to defeat you. Oh, as you declare the word of God, that which seems like staring defeat in your faith, the Egyptians, the enemies that you see today, you will see them no more. If that's you, say a big amen. Oh, look, he has said, so we may say. Refuse to speak anything but his word. Put it in your mouth, and it will come to pass. You say, what happened? I cast that thing to the root. Within 3 days, his flesh was looking all clean to the glory of God. He has said, so we may say. He has said, so we may say. Keep that in mind. He has said, so we may say. He has said, Abraham believed according to that which was spoken.
Yes.
If God has said it, that settles it.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. Oh, as soon as those strangers hear of you, they will obey you. Let's close our eyes and pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Talk to God this morning. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus. Talk to him. As soon as those strangers hear of you, they shall obey you. He has said, so we may say. He says, open your mouth wide, and I will fill it. Agree with God. Acquaint yourself with him. Talk to him and thank him for his word. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord, for your word. You have said, so we may say. You have said, and so we may say. Boldly declare. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. With the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. With the heart, man believes unto righteousness. You may be listening this morning or watching online. This is the victory that has overcome the world. Oh, if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, today is the perfect day to do it. Today is the perfect day to start a relationship with him. Join the family of overcomers. He says, in this world you will have trials and tribulations. But when you have Jesus, you have somebody else you are walking with. And it makes a difference. It makes a difference. It makes a difference. Oh, if you are willing to begin a relationship with him, just say, Lord Jesus, thank you for your word. Thank you for your son. Thank you for sending him to die for me. Today, I receive him as my Lord and as my Savior. Thank you, I'm saved. Help me to serve you all the days of my life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. And if you drifted away from his house, and you are now like the prodigal son in want and in need, life has become a battle with no one to help you with. The Father's house is always open and waiting for you. Say, Lord Jesus, take me back. In Jesus' mighty name. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. His presence is here this morning. His presence says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Never leave you nor forsake you. Never leave you nor forsake you. This morning he's here. Talk to him again. Talk to him again. Talk to him again. Believe in that you receive. Talk to him again. Believe in that he's here and he will hear you and answer your prayers. Speak into your week. Speak into the rest of this month. Speak into the rest of this year. Those goals that you wrote at the beginning of the year, begin to speak life into them. In the mighty name of Jesus, this year will be a different year for me than all the other years. This month will be a different month for me than all the other months. Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, every mountain before you be gone. As you agree with God, as you agree with God, as you agree with his word, I see you winning in the name of Jesus. I see you winning in the name of Jesus. I see that mountain gone. In the name of Jesus. The name that is above every name. The name that is above sickness. The name that is above defeat. The name that is above failure. The name that is above failure. The name that is above every mountain, every obstacle, every barrier, every barrier. I speak that name this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, into the circumstance of your life, I speak peace. I speak peace. Let there be peace. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your peace. The word said there is no peace to the wicked, but in you we have peace. Every area of our lives where there is a lack of peace, where there is a lack of wholeness, we speak peace and wholeness. In the mighty name of Jesus, may God bless you. May he keep you. May he cause his face to shine on you. May he surround you with his favor like with a shield. May you be the first and not the last. May you be above and not beneath. Yes. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. Oh, let's give him praise. Lift up your voice and your hands and give him praise. Father, we praise you for Jesus. He's the apostle and high priest of our confession. Thank you that he hasn't left the throne. Thank you that he is still there, ever living, to make intercession for us. And because he won, we are also victorious. We refuse to be defeated, and we refuse to give up. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Somebody say a big amen this morning.
Amen.
Say a big amen.
Amen.
I hear you. Amen.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
Everyone hear you. Amen.
Amen.
Let no strangers hear your voice. They will obey you.
We trust this podcast was a blessing. Subscribe for more messages like these. If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, we would love to hear from you. Email us at info@wordmissionchurchinternational.org. We will love to equip you in daily walk, so sign up for daily devotionals and encouragement at www.wordmissionchurchinternational.org. You may reach us at 719-235-5535 or write us at P.O. Box 15883, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80935.